The Long Island Sound is a real treasure for us here in Connecticut, and our state is now getting hundreds of thousands of dollars to better support the removal of marine debris from Long Island Sound. The Maritime Aquarium is apparently getting in on some of this almost $2 million federal grant, and specifically more than 600,000 of it is going to work here in Connecticut. Joining us for the details is Justin Susarchik, who is the Senior Project Manager in the Conservation Department at the Aquarium. And Justin, you're also the person leading this initiative, correct?
Yeah, I oversee the day-to-day operations of the LTRAP program over on the Connecticut side of Long Island Sound.
That's awesome. Well, welcome to the show. And first, let's talk about the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Marine Debris Program, giving $1.8 million towards this effort. Let's talk about how long this effort's even been going on.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Lobster Trap Recovery and Assessment Partnership, or LTRAP for short, has been going until since November of 2022. So we're almost 3 years into this initiative, and with this new round of funding, we're very excited to say that this will fund our Lobster Trap Recovery initiative out until 2029.
Wow. That's a really big deal. Why do we need so much money for lobster trap recovery in Long Island Sound? Or actually, you know what, Justin? Hold that thought. Let's first talk about the impact of lobster traps that have been left in Long Island Sound, because let's start with why this effort is even going on.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have really currently a legacy problem of potentially tens of thousands of lobster traps that are currently sitting in the waters of Long Island Sound and potentially contributing to a problem known as ghost fishing. So these are traps that long after the fisherman is gone are built to last. They're highly durable, and animals can often come inside those traps, get captured and killed, and in a cycle of rebaiting, this can continuously happen again and again, year after year. And so these traps are potentially very harmful over the long term for the health of multiple species in Long Island Sound. And there is a real need, and a real need for direct action to get these traps out of the water to really take this pressure off of fish and wildlife in the sound.
Historically, Justin, why were they left there to begin with?
Yeah, so there was, at one point in the 1990s, we had quite a significant lobster fishing industry in the sound. It peaked at almost $12 million annually. And in 1999, there was a mass die-off of lobster due to a combination of factors that included increasing water temperatures, disease, pesticide pollution, and it's led to a mass die-off of the lobster.
Wow.
With it in the years following that, it was the population never really recovered up to the present, and that resulting decline led to hundreds of lobstermen selling their boats, getting out of the industry. It was a huge loss to the local marine economy, and in the wake of that chaos, potentially tens of thousands of traps were lost or abandoned during those years.
Okay. So here we are today, and for the last few years and continuing, we're going to be removing these traps. How hard is it to find them, Justin?
Honestly, we've gotten pretty good at what we do. But I would say that nine out of every 10 trips is a successful trip. So I'd say 90% of the time when we're out there, we're finding traps with these members of the fishing industry. The best partners we have are commercial lobstermen, because when we're on their boats, they're bringing us not just their expertise and their operations on the boat, but they're bringing their local knowledge and their background history. So they're able to really target areas of the sound where they have a pretty good idea that people used to fish in those areas or in those waters. And so they bring a knowledge that we simply don't have, and it allows us to target areas of the sound and be much more successful than we would be without them.
So, Justin, forgive me, but I'm going down a rabbit hole here. So do you go to an area and do you send divers in? Do you send sonar? How do you then find the actual traps? And then how hard is it to remove them from the sound?
Yeah, right now we don't put divers in the water. We may in the future look at using side scan sonar technology, but right now We're keeping it very simple. We bring equipment on board, which is basically just a specialized grapple system. It's really just a rope with 10 grapples at the end of it. So we throw that off the side of the boat. We slowly trawl in the water in areas where we think traps are. And when we feel a snag, the captain will turn on their hauler, we'll bring the ropes back up, and we'll see what we've gotten. And so the process is fundamentally very simple. And when those traps come up, we'll conduct a biological survey on each one to see what type of wildlife is living inside those traps.
And again, Justin's here, who's the senior project manager in the conservation department at the Maritime Aquarium. He also is the person who's leading this initiative, the LTRAP program, in removing lobster traps from Long Island Sound. Give or take, Justin, ballpark, how many traps do you think you guys have taken out since 2022?
Since 2022, I'm really proud of the work our team has done. We've successfully recovered over 3,200 lobster traps from the water.
From just the Connecticut area?
That is just the Connecticut area.
Wow.
On the New York side, yeah, they've collected over, I think in the last 10 years, over 20,000 lobster traps. So it's been,
holy cow,
it's been quite a sizable dent in the problem.
Wow. But still, so I mean, this sounds really silly, Justin, but how do you know when there aren't any more?
We usually, right now, it's simply if we get traps in an area, we'll continue to go back there if it's productive for us. And we'll kind of see a trend if, you know, we keep trawling and we see fewer and fewer traps in the area, we can effectively write it off as an area that's been quote unquote cleaned.
Okay.
And so, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go back to that sidelined question that I asked you a few moments ago, and that is, what do you do with the more than $600,000 that is now coming through this federal grant program in order to continue this? You said well into 2029. So what does that mean from the end of 2025 when the money becomes available till 2029?
Yeah, I would say a large majority of those funds go to chartering the captains for their time, their fuel when they're out on the water. So majority of the funding just goes to making the work possible by chartering the captains and paying for their time on the water, as well as just operational costs to maintain the project.
Wow. Is there anything that the general public can do? I mean, that probably seems very elementary to ask, because obviously you guys are professionals. And like you said, you have, you know, charter boat, you have captains, you know, people who worked in the lobster industry. So they know what's up. But is there anything that people can do to also contribute to this effort of even just in general removing marine debris from Long Island Sound?
Yeah, absolutely. We love when the public wants to get involved. And while we're out there collecting lobster traps, what we're really doing is, like you said, targeting a marine debris issue. And so it doesn't just have to be lobster traps. I implore the public to go and find, there are always local beach cleanups happening along the shorelines of Connecticut. Every town has them. And so they're always looking for extra help. So certainly I would say it makes a difference. It makes an impact. And there's no shortage of marine debris to get out along our coast. So whether you're doing it out on the water or you're picking up trash along the shoreline, it's a big help to the health of the Sound.
Well, Justin, I want to thank you and the entire team at the Maritime Aquarium, really everybody who has a hand in the LTRAP recovery program. And I'm very excited to hear about this federal grant, this money that is now being available specifically to Connecticut and continuing this effort to clean up Long Island Sound. Thank you so much. And we appreciate the update here on WICC.
Hey, absolutely. And thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Again, Justin, who is the senior project manager for the conservation department at the Maritime Aquarium, and also here as the person leading this initiative to continue cleaning up the marine debris in Long Island Sound, specifically lobster traps that have been left there from many years ago, right here on WICC.